For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Galvin, let's start it.
And now, it's time for that great new game show,
Who Knows Less?
All right. It is time to play Who Knows Less. This is with Carmen's sister, Holly. Holly, we'll give you 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Get right in the microphone and you tell us everything you know about a certain subject. Don't stop. Keep going until you hear the buzzer.
Okay?
No, hey, we're going to give you the subject.
Turn the mic towards you so it's right. Yeah, there you go. So I can hear you good. I'll give you the subject and you just keep talking for the full 30 seconds. And then when you hear the buzzer, you stop and hopefully you'll know more than Rachel.
Okay?
All right. First up, will be very easy and timely. Tell us everything you know about the 4th of July. I knew you studied this one. Go. Here we go.
So it's also Independence Day, and it's when the Declaration of Independence was put into practice and when we split from Great Britain. And there are two presidents that actually signed it that passed away on the 4th of July. I can't remember which ones it were. So, and it's usually celebrated with fireworks and parades and all of that.
All right. Is that what you studied?
Yes.
Very good.
Wikipedia.
Very
good.
Very nice. Right, good. She's correct. Three.
All right. Let's bring Rachel in. All right, go get Rachel. How old is Rachel?
Rachel and Carmen are the same age.
And how old are you? Younger or older?
You're older? I'm
older. You look younger.
I'll take that.
All right, here we go. We'll bring Rachel in. Give Rachel the headphones so she can hear. This is Carmen's cousin Rachel, who we found out has American Indian in her. What are you, a little Chickapee? Chickawa?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a, all right, get right up on that microphone. I'm going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, and you will tell me. You keep talking for the full 30 seconds so you hear the buzzer. Tell me everything you know about the 4th of July. Go. Off to a good start.
Fireworks. oh my gosh. It's on the 4th.
True.
In July.
Shoot. 10 seconds.
I don't know too much, I guess.
Will you know more than Holly, though? All right.
Oh.
Galvin?
Yes.
Who won that round? Let's review.
Well, we had Holly, who said it's also known as Independence Day.
Uh-huh.
The declaration was put into practice. We split from Great Britain, she said she thought. She said it was signed by two presidents that died, actually, on 4th of July. And there's fireworks involved.
Wow. That's a lot of information. And refresh my memory. What did Rachel say?
Rachel did a heavy sigh. And then she said fireworks. Then she said, oh my gosh. Then she said, it's on the 4th. It's in July. I don't know too much, I guess.
Okay. So I think overwhelmingly, we'd give the first round.
I think so. I think Holly wins that one.
All right, Holly. You take Holly out of here, Spanish. And we'll go into round two. Rachel, you're first. You stay here. You're going to go first this time. Put the headphones on, Rachel. I'll get 30 seconds on the clock. And Rachel, you will tell me in 30 seconds everything you know about Benjamin Franklin. Go.
Okay, he made the bifocals. He rode on a horse. And wore a wig. Really old.
Ten seconds.
And
all right. There we go. Not a lot of information, but the idea is you have to know more or less than Holly.
Right.
We didn't gamble on this round. Let's bring Holly in, and we'll find out. This is great. This is a great exercise in the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Holly is making her way in. Holly, I can't give you any hints. Okay. Put the headphones on. I'm going to get 30 seconds on the clock. And Holly, you're going to tell me in 30 seconds everything you know. Maybe you went to the Wikipedia on this as well. Everything you know about Benjamin Franklin. Go.
Benjamin Franklin, he's on the $100 bill?
Make it rain. Go ahead.
Or is he on the $1 bill?
All right.
He's on a piece of money.
Uh-huh.
And he was a president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He signed the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
This isn't short ask us questions.
Long for Ben. He also went by Benny.
This may be my favorite answers ever. He went by Ben and Benny. Oh, I can't wait for this review. Galvin?
Yes.
We're going to have a runoff here, I think.
Yeah, probably.
First, tell us what Rachel knew about Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, so Rachel said he made bifocals.
Uh-huh.
He rode on a horse.
Which, he did invent the bifocal.
He did, yes.
And he probably rode on a horse.
I think she was thinking of Paul Revere. Uh-huh. Okay.
But she didn't say warn that the British are coming. She just said he rode on a horse, right. Which you're right, probably happened.
He wore a wig, which...
did not wear a wig.
Well, we don't know that for a fact.
Oh, that's true.
In all the illustrations, anything, he's always bald on top with the thing.
While everyone else is wearing wigs.
Maybe at home he wore a wig. Right. We don't know. She said he's really old. Now, is Benjamin Franklin still alive? No, you're
sure?
How
long has he been dead? What year did he die?
1600.
Yeah,
1600. Right. Good guess. And then...
1876.
And then you said you have 10 seconds left, and she said, and then just a blank stare for a little while there.
Sadly, I think she may have won. What did Holly say?
Holly came out of the gate strong, said he's on the $100 bill.
Which was right.
Or he's on the $1 bill.
Which is very wrong.
Then she said he's on a piece of money.
Which is true.
She said he was the president.
What president was he? What number?
Probably like 24.
Yeah. No. He was never
president. Never president.
Never president.
Oh. Never president. Said he signed the Declaration of Independence.
Which he did.
Said his name was Ben. Which is short for Benny.
Correct on that one.
I don't know who knew less.
All right, so we have. He made bifocals. That is a true statement. He's on the $100 bill. That's a true statement as well for each one of them. Then he signed the Declaration of Independence. That is also true.
Right.
He's really old. I'm gonna have to. Because he's dead.
He would be old.
Yeah, but he's dead. So that doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I think we give it to Holly. She had two actual facts as opposed to Rachel's one.
I don't know. She also for a second thought Ben Franklin might be on the most common piece of money, the $1 bill. And
if you want to put that he wore a wig and he rode a horse together, that could make one, I guess.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think we have a runoff.
Okay.
I think we do one more.
Okay.
We do one more, okay?
All right.
All right. Bring Rachel out, and we'll have Holly go first.
You can bring a drink with you.
Yeah. Rachel has not smiled once. Are you happy? Are you in a bad mood?
She's miserable.
My God.
She's happy.
Is she?
She was nervous.
Well, about what? We're so nice. Aren't we nice?
Yeah. So can I tell you who they look like?
Yeah.
So Holly, and I think I said this last time, looks like a better version of... Heidi, or what's her name? Heigl.
Catherine Heigl.
Yeah. Catherine Heigl.
You know who? Every once in a while, someone tells me I look like Allie Larder.
Yeah,
I see that too.
Much younger.
And then Rachel looks like a young version of, and I forget what her name is, Dixie Carter. Dixie Carter from.
If Dixie Carter and an Indian had a baby.
Yeah.
They're both very attractive, and they're a lot of fun, and this is great.
Rachel's got a rockin' bod. I watched her. I like a creep. I watched her walk out.
A rockin' bod, says this guy over here with the cobra shirt on.
Rockin' bod.
Fantastic butt.
You give her a thumbs up or an A-OK.
I Fonzie it.
Yeah. All right. Final round, Holly. Are you ready?
Ready.
I gotta think of a good one here. All right, here we go. Let's keep it the theme.
Okay.
Okay, of Independence Day. Holly, you have 30 seconds on the clock to tell me everything you know about the American flag. Go.
So the American flag is red, white, and blue, and it has a star on it for each state in the United States, and there used to only be 13 of them, and they give them to families when they have like a soldier that passes away or is, you know, wounded in combat or dies in combat. They give a flag to the family, and it is illegal to burn them or anything like that.
All right. That was strong. I got to tell you, that was strong. And 30 seconds of facts. They all seem relatively correct. Please, let's bring in Unhappy Rachel, and let's see how she's doing on the clock. By the way, there's 978 people watching this on Periscope. All right, Rachel.
Awesome.
Here we go. You, Rachel, the headphones. You go back to your drinking. Rachel, while you're gone, Rob said, and I quote, "You have a rockin' bod." Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
He said some other stuff from the 80s as well.
All right, rockin' Rachel, you ready to go?
Yeah.
30 seconds on the clock. Tell me what happened, Carmen.
Rockin' Rachel?
Carmen,
you like that? Oh, yeah.
Quitter. You quitter.
Rockin' Rachel. Tweet.
All right, Rockin' Rachel. 30 seconds on the clock to tell me everything you know about the American flag. Go.
Okay. It has 50 stars. Red, white, and blue. And it's
all right. Not a Holly's declaring a victory over there already. Holly's very excited. All right, Galvin, let's review. What did we learn today?
All right, so Holly said red, white, and blue.
Right.
Said there is a star for each state.
Right.
Said used to only be 13 states.
Right.
She said that it's given to families of soldiers if the soldier dies or, you know, is wounded in combat, any stuff like that. Then she said it's also illegal to burn.
Right. Buzzer, she made an improper statement, incorrect statement.
Yes.
Didn't they pass that now? It is legal.
It's legal to burn it, but you're not allowed to bury it or stomp on it or do anything like that.
But either way, she knew something.
Yeah.
All right, now Rachel.
Rachel said there's 50 stars on the flag. She said it's red, white, and blue. Then she said and. Stared blankly for a little while. And then she whispered.
What did she say?
She said, "Star." I think I also read her lips and she said purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
Did you say purple?
No.
What did you say?
I thought she was going for maybe like purple mountain majesty or something or purple.
I was trying to help her and tell her stars and stripes.
Oh, you cheated.
Don't cheat.
Why would you help your cousin and not your sister?
I wasn't in here for Holly. I don't like her that much.
Okay.
Listen, Rachel let me cheat off of her all throughout like senior year, so I owe her a couple.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wow, you cheated off of her.
That's why answers a lot of questions about Carmen.
I would like to reiterate that she said 50 stars, red, white, and blue, and and then she finished it. She finished strong, though. She said, well, that was Rachel.
And don't forget.
I think.
Oh my God!
I think we have a new champion,
ladies and gentlemen. Your champion of Who Knows Less. Please give it up for Holly.
Yay.
Yeah, very good. Rachel, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean we like you any less. So, all right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Adam Scott. You know him as Derek from Step Brothers. He's on Parks and Rec. He's been in a bunch of great movies. He's hilarious.
Yes. Real quick, if you're looking in terms of the game of Who Knows Less. Rachel actually knows less, so that's two things she's won today.
That's right. Very good.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.